This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Really, one of the great stories in college football. There's just no doubt about it. There's no other way to frame it. Matt Rhule's done a great job at Baylor. And we all know where the program was a couple of years back with the end of the Art Briles era. Obviously, that's a tough job. Not many people wanted that challenge. This man did. After taking on a challenge that not many people wanted at Temple, and he succeeded there as well. Bottom line is this guy can flat out, straight up coach. The Baylor Bears are 9-0, perfect. They're playing Oklahoma coming up this weekend. It's a primetime game Saturday night, and Coach Matt Rhule is with us here on Tiki and Tierney. Coach, how you doing today?
I'm great. I'm really happy to be on with you guys. Thank you.
Hey, awesome, good to have you back again. Now, your tenure here has been really interesting. 1-11. I know that wasn't easy to endure. You turned it around pretty quickly to 7-6. Now you sit 9-0. If there's one thing you could point to, maybe whether it's coaching, whether it's recruiting, what has been the catalyst to get you where you are right now from where you started? Because as BT mentioned, this Baylor job, nobody wanted. It felt, as he said, toxic, and people just were shying away. You took on the challenge. What allowed you to get to this far, this quickly, really?
I think if you said it, you know, put it down to one thing, I think it would just be not to panic. You know, my first year as the head coach at Temple, we had a very similar start. We finished 2-10, and we were about 0-5, 0-6. And you know, I'm a rookie head coach. I'm waiting every day to get fired. You know, like I'm sitting there, you know, like afraid to answer the phone. And my secretary came in, Dick Vermeil called me, and I barely knew Coach Vermeil, and he said, Matt, listen, when you go through years like this, I'm gonna give you a piece of advice: don't change, don't listen to anybody. Don't pay attention to the outside noise. Do what you think is right. Trust the people that got you there, and just keep doing it till it works. And, you know, we went through that year, and the same thing here at Baylor. You know, we didn't panic. We didn't, you know, fire a bunch of coaches. We didn't change everything. You know, I just kept telling the guys, hey, be patient. Don't panic. You know, we're getting beat up right now, but someday, you know, it'll be flipped. And so it's fun for me now to go out there with a bunch of juniors and seniors and watch them win close games, watch them be tough. After all we went through.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because you and P.J. Fleck are probably two of the greatest stories in college right now because of where your programs were and where you've taken them. And I think the failures of some of those early years are beneficial. Obviously, you've dealt with it before because you're a coach. You've been in it for a while. But for the kids, right, these 18, 19-year-old kids that are committed to or whatever circumstances brought them to Baylor, they're going through failure after failure after failure. And all of a sudden, they find success, and it sustains success. Those lessons in failure have to be invaluable.
Yeah, you know, I remember our first year here. You know, I brought my whole staff from Temple, and you know, we reminded each other. It's not always me doing the reminding; it's guys reminding me too, saying, you know, we felt like at Temple when we were winning championships that we had done our best job in the 2-10 season. That's when we really taught the process of winning and what it took. So as we were going through 1-11, we just kept reminding each other, man, just keep teaching the players, keep holding ourselves accountable to do things right. So that way when we win, it won't be a fluke. It'll be something that lasts forever. And so now as I sit here and those guys, as I said earlier, that were getting beat up, now as they're juniors and seniors, my message to them is so simple. It's, you know, you went through that and you thought it was the worst time in the world and you said, why am I going through this? And now look what it did for you. What you thought was adversity was really just, you know, the fire forging you, man, making you strong, making you tough, turning you into the man and the football player that you are today. So we'll have a bunch of guys get drafted this year, and they could have quit, they could have transferred, but instead they fought through it, and it made them into the players and men that they are today.
Yeah, I love it. We're talking to Matt Rhule, who's doing a phenomenal job, no hyperbole, phenomenal job at Baylor. Matt, here's what I want to know. You grew up in the Northeast, all right? And, you know, my wife is from Dallas, and I'm a Northeast guy, obviously, myself. But I understand the uniqueness of trying to connect to the power players in the great state of Texas pertaining to football. How have you done that so quickly? Because, let's face it, you're an outsider until you're not. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, I mean, that was really, at the end of the day, that was my number one concern coming here was, hey, you know, would I be accepted? Would our staff be accepted? And I think we did two things. Number one, we came in and we hired three Texas high school football coaches, great coaches, awesome men. And I think that sends a message to everyone in the state of Texas that we were here to do it the right way. And then those guys were then able to kind of, you know, vouch for us and say, hey, look, these guys are doing it right. But I think the one thing that's really cool, and I think it's great about Texas football, is the high school coaches, when we went to go recruit, the powers that be, even though they didn't know us, the thing they kept saying to me was, Coach, we'll always support Baylor because football is better in Texas when Baylor's good, and we'll always have your back. And I think it's that sort of solidarity around, you know, making sure that the universities and the colleges and high schools that are doing football in Texas all have what they need. And I just kept saying to myself, you know what, I'm a guy, you know, I grew up in New York City and I lived in Pennsylvania. I'm maybe not from Texas, but, you know, I love coaching football and I love working with young people. And I said, you know what, that's what these high school coaches in Texas, they've given their lives to working with young people and coaching football. I said, you know what, I bet it works out, and it's worked out great so far.
Oh, there's no question. Matt, let me ask you this, because I find this very interesting. I believe that there's two very different skill sets that are applied for a rebuilding job and then sustaining the rebuilding efforts. Do you think, and easier is not the right word, because it's all relative, it's certainly not easy, but is it easier, in quotes, to rebuild and start from scratch and get a representative product, or to rebuild it and then sustain it and then swim with the sharks on a yearly basis? What's tougher?
Well, I think rebuilding is really, really, really hard. Obviously, sustaining it, and sustained excellence and competitive stamina, I mean, that's what makes you great. But I don't want to undermine, and not for me, but like whether you said PJ Fleck or whoever, you know, I think because when you go to rebuild something, you know, everyone is focused on what's not working. And you have to do such a great job of every day selling not what's there, but what's going to be there in the future. And you have to hold people together. You have to hold the donors, the fans, the media, your athletic director. And so, you look and see a bunch of coaches right now getting fired after 1 or 2 years. You know, they probably were making progress. They were probably getting better. And that's why I think you have to be really careful when you go do a rebuild. You know, do they understand how far away they are? Do they understand what it's going to take? But then I think you have to do just such a good job of constantly selling. You can't come in and feel sorry for yourself. Like, we were going through 1-11, and you know what? I still had to have Monday Night Football on in my office every night, and I had to, you know, have Popeyes, and I had to have the players in. I had to be around them because they needed to hear my message, because every time they turned on Twitter, they heard something else.
Yep.
And so, you know, I think that's part of it. Now, as you said, though, if you want to be great, it's not just about doing it. Now you've got to maintain there and get better each and every year, and that's not easy to do as well.
Yeah, no, you're right. But you got to get better from this past week, which was a 3-overtime win against TCU, which took a lot of wherewithal and I'm sure a lot out of you, now into the week of Oklahoma, which is obviously humongous. Now, we know that the AP has come out, the coaches have come out, the college football playoff, you guys were 12 last week. How hard is it to keep focused when you know that this ranking is coming out, it's determining so much, yet you got Oklahoma around the corner? How do you keep the focus with you and your staff, more importantly, your kids, because there's some heightened awareness about this Baylor Bears program now?
You know, I think it's easier this week just because we're playing Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you turn the tape on and you see Jalen Hurts and you see CeeDee Lamb, and you see all the great players, and that's my thing with our players. Like, it's not 20 years ago where, you know, as a coach you can just tell a kid think this way and they say yes sir. I mean, kids, you know, they're bombarded with information, and so, you know, you can't say, hey, don't pay attention to this, don't pay attention to that. That doesn't work. What I think you have to do is you have to keep it real with guys and say, listen, this is where we are. Why are you ranked high? Well, because you found a way to each week go out and get a win. And how did you get a win? You prepared, and you went out and played with confidence, and then you made it happen. So let's just keep doing that. Let's keep finding ways to get wins. But, you know, get it back to football. And so I think when you play Oklahoma, it's just a little bit easier. Not the game, by no means.
Yeah.
But just the focus this week, because they're such a great team. They're a top-10 team, and they've won it, you know, the last 2 years, the Big 12 championship game. Our guys have so much respect for them. So I expect our guys to be really focused, knowing that, you know what, if you play well, you have a chance to do something really special.
Yeah, I mean, as football fans, we're fired up for this game. This is going to be a lot of fun. That is Matt Rhule, the coach of Baylor. Big one coming up this weekend, of course. Matt and the Baylor Bears, 9-0, and coach is with us here on Tiki and Tierney.
Now, Coach, obviously every person in your position is thinking about what's this next step? And I know you were at Temple for 6 years. 6 years.
And I think then it was, you, what was it, four?
I think no, 6 years. And then you went to the Giants, right? Because you were there for a year as the assistant offensive line coach. And you go back to college as a head coach. Now you make the jump to Baylor. Like the progression is kind of clear in our heads. As you think about your career, like where is next for you after Baylor? Should you not stay at Baylor?
You know, I think for me, when we made the move to come here, it was really hard for me to leave Temple because it was such a good job. We made the decision to come here, and you know, I'm a guy with a you know a young family. I've got a 15-year-old, I've got a 6-year-old, I've got a 4-year-old, and so you know, we wanted to go somewhere where we felt like, hey, what would be a good place to raise our kids? What would be a good place to let them grow up? And we came to Baylor, and it's been nothing short of perfect in terms of, you know, there's a lot of hard work to do on the football field. But, you know, it's been really good for me, my wife, my kids. And so I think, you know, we're just trying to be happy with what we got. You know, we're just trying to be happy with the lifestyle that we have, the people that we're around, the way that we can raise our kids. And I think that this is a program that we can take to a really national level. Like, I don't think this is like a one-time deal that, you know, hey, we happen to be 9-0 this year. You know, we got some lucky breaks. I think that, you know, we're just getting started, and we have a chance over the next couple of years to continue to recruit, to continue, because I think now recruits are saying, well, I can go to Baylor, and they're going to do big things. And I think that we can be a national power year in and year out. So I'm excited about that, and I have a chance to, you know, live a really good life in a really good place. So it's been really good for us. So I never know what the future holds, you know.
Yeah.
You know, in this profession of coaching, man, you start making plans, it has a way of evening out real quickly, and you get embarrassed. So,
sure.
But I think we're doing a good job so far, you know.
Yeah, you don't want to be back down on high school level after failing or something like that. But let me ask you a serious question. Because you just mentioned Baylor, you know, building into a nationally prominent program. It was that way under Art Briles. It obviously fell away. Is there any stigma? Do you feel it anymore at Baylor? Or has the success and, I guess, the reputation of you and your staff kind of washed it away a little bit?
You know, I think you know every time you talk about Baylor, that things are going to come up, and that's just natural, right? And so, you know, I learned early on not to let that affect me, not to let that bother me. I think my message to our players has always been this. You know, this is you know, those things, that stigma, that's someone else's story.
Mm-hmm.
That's not your story. That's not my story. I had nothing to do with that. You had nothing to do with that. Some of the things that happened that, you know, we're talking about happened when guys on our team were in junior high. And so, you know, we made a decision early on. Like, listen, when they talk about this and that, they're talking about someone else. They're not talking about you. Let's be positive. Let's be really proud of the things we're doing. I mean, we're doing amazing things in the classroom,
yep,
in the community.
Yeah, great school.
So let's focus on those things. But at the same time, I also understand that, like, that's part of when I took the job. Like, I don't get to come be sensitive. You know, I've had to answer a lot of tough questions. I've had to stand there and be a part of that, and take that.
Yeah.
I think that's part of the job. It's one of the reasons why, you know, I took it, because I thought I was the right guy to fix it, mm-hmm. and I think our players have been the right people to fix it. So we understand it. We just, you know, we feel pretty good about where we're at right now.
Yeah. I love it. And listen, by the way, listen, let me just say this here, Matt. The next time those dopey Jets, if they ever offer you a job and they try to tell you who you're going to hire as your assistant coaches, I'm coming down with some muscle and I'm saying this guy's hiring whoever the hell he wants, because we all wanted you to be a coach of the Jets, man. And those dopes in Florham Park said, no, you can't hire them. Listen, Matt, don't get me going. Don't even answer that. Honestly, don't even respond to that. Just keep doing a great job. And it was really good to have you back on the show, Coach. We appreciate it.
I appreciate you guys, man. Thank you so much.
Good luck, Coach. Appreciate you.
Coach Matt Rhule, Baylor, unscathed. Not, that's actually a true story. Jets wanted to hire him.
I remember this.
And then they said, no, you can't hire this, and this as your coaching staff. The Jets. That's what they did.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.